Good morning. The system that brought all of the damp and showery weather over the weekend is now departing east of Long Island. Still, some leftover low-level moisture is producing locally dense fog in spots across interior New York and New England, but this will tend to dissipate through the early to mid-morning period, revealing a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some leftover clouds for the remainder of the morning, and it looks like even mostly sunny skies will develop for the afternoon hours. In response to this sunshine, temperatures will warm accordingly, and most everyone will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s today for afternoon highs. The next disturbance, though, is heading in our direction in the form of a cold front from the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. This front doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, but it does look like after a clear start, clouds will gradually increase tonight, and there is the risk of a few showers in northernmost New York and toward the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by sunrise tomorrow. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. That front will track through the region during the day on Tuesday, so we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a good chance of showers, especially during the afternoon and early evening. It's making good progress, though, so the front should track right off the coast by Tuesday night, leaving us dry and mostly sunny on Wednesday. With high pressure building in, high temperatures will be back into the lower to mid-60s. Another and more potent disturbance will begin to emerge out of the middle of the country and head in our direction toward the latter portion of the week. With a warm front moving in our direction on Thursday, skies will be mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and highs in the upper 50s. That warm front will punch through during the night on Thursday night and into the day on Friday. Skies will be mostly cloudy with showers as the rest of the system moves through. Highs on Friday will be in the lower 60s. Again, this system fairly progressive, so it looks like it'll move out of here in time for the weekend, leaving us mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 60s on Saturday and with a mix of sun and cloud staying in the lower to mid 60s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, ahead of a persistent dry line in the central and southern high plains, increasing moisture will flow from the Gulf of Mexico into southern Texas and increase precipitation chances with it. A slight risk of excessive rainfall and flash flooding is in place for today and tonight. Meanwhile, a cold front will gradually make its way southward across the Midwest and northern and central plains, eventually reaching the Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes by tomorrow morning. Rain and thunderstorms are expected along the front, and heavy rain is possible as its tail end slows down in the central plains and mid-Mississippi Valley, so a slight risk of flash flooding is in effect in these locations. Also, the Storm Prediction Center has outlooked a slight risk of severe weather for parts of the southern and central plains on Monday ahead of the front. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 36 degrees with a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility and fog, 53 degrees, the dew point 51, 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 17 at Pikes Peak, Colorado, and Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid to upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs around 60. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 58 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 55, that's right on normal for this time of year. 22 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 61 hundredths, which is 7 hundredths above normal, and for the year, 13.25 inches of precipitation, which is 1.54 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 89, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs around 70. Increasing clouds tonight with a shower possible by sunrise and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, upper 60s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-60s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with showers, upper 50s on Thursday. More showers likely Friday in the lower 60s. Back to sunshine on Saturday in the mid to upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-60s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.